Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. What are you afraid of today? Is there a situation or circumstance that threatens to overwhelm you? Is something stealing your peace and causing you to worry? Understanding the love of God is the antidote of fear, and God wants you to know just how much He loves you and desires to help you. It is the desire of God that you do not just have knowledge of His love, but experience it in every area of your life. You see, the perfect love of Christ for you will cast out all fear. Live unafraid when you eradicate the root of all fears from your life and experience confidence and permanent victory over every fear. In this riveting and revelation-packed message titled Fear is Not Freedom, Evangelist Paul Acqua shows you how Christ has set you free from fear's crippling hold.
Are you living in fear? Then you are not free. You are not experiencing freedom. Let me get into some scripture with you and open this up. Find out what I am talking about. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 18 that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. That's what the Bible is saying. So there is no love in fear and no fear in love. They are opposite emotions and cannot coexist at the same time. This verse said fear involves torment. That's very serious. Fear is deadly and something that we should not tolerate in our lives at all. Fear activates the power of the devil just like the way faith releases the power of God. If we are in fear, we are made powerless. Fear reduces our strength and causes us to submit to things we never would if we were not in fear. Fear also causes us to think emotionally and not logically. So fear is no good at all. My friend, do not allow it in your life. We are talking about freedom here. Fear is not freedom. Fear is oppression. If we are free, we should be free from fear. If we are still living in fear, then we are not living in freedom, because fear is not freedom. Jesus said, if you continue in my words, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's in John chapter 8, verse 32. You see, Jesus came to set the captive free, and so we should not have fear. It's important. He came to set the captive free. If you have received Christ, you shouldn't live in fear, because you have been set free from the life of fear. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The power of the gospel should be freeing us to enjoy life and enjoy freedom from fear. You may say, haven't you read the news yet? You may say so. Or don't you know what's going on? You may say that to me. Yeah, I looked at the headlines. I watched the news. I listened to the news. I understand what's going on, but I don't have to be fearful. I don't have to be oppressed. I don't have to choose to live in that kind of environment. I can be free, and it's a choice we make. I'm not saying this to condemn you, but to encourage you that if you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you can live without fear, because fear is not freedom. So how many times have you been worried about what's happening around the world? In the past couple of years, we have seen more disruption than we typically see in years. I know that. As if the pandemic of 2020 wasn't enough, we are now dealing with inflation increasing at the highest rate in more than 40 years. That's what the analysts are saying. Empty shelves and more expensive items in grocery stores, and energy prices more than double what they were in the last couple of years. Rising interest rates have put a squeeze on home buyers with skyrocketing mortgage rates and unemployers, news of fresh wave of businesses shutting down and layoffs. Almost any time you turn on the TV or the radio, you hear this news. Then there is the ongoing war in Ukraine and so many other situations, big and small, that can cloud our focus and distract our minds to live in fear. But that's not how life is supposed to be as a born-again Christian. And if you have not received Christ too, you can receive him and be free from fear, my friend. We can choose how we are going to live. We can choose to be free from fear. That choice is because you are choosing to trust in God. That's the choice. You are choosing to believe his word, and many people fail to do that. They just simply live in fear and get used to it. We are not trying to learn how to manage fear. Christ came to set you free from fear. Believe it, and it will be well with you. It's not about managing fear. It's about being free from fear, free from oppression. And so that's an area that we all need to perhaps evaluate. Am I free from fear? Ask yourself. Am I free from fear of sickness? Am I free from fear of economic issues? Am I free from relationship fear? Am I free? Ask yourself. In spite of your circumstances, you can be free. And when freedom begins on the inside of you, it's going to translate into your life. It's going to take over the rest of your life. Are you free on the inside? Are you free in your heart? Free in your spirit? Answer that for yourself. Fear of the future is not freedom. Fear is not freedom. Fear is torment. That's what the Bible says. So you may ask, how do you get free from fear and oppression? First of all, you must know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. That's what God has given to you and me. You may command the enemy to leave you alone, but it may be like a relentless attack. I'm telling you, you need to replace your fear with faith. Fear triggers the power of the devil. Likewise, faith releases the power of God. Hallelujah. Step in faith and you will see the power of God manifesting in your life. And how do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How God is going to set you free is through his word. The word of God is going to come to you and set you free. Jesus said, and if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. We need to be free from fear. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 14 that in righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear from terror, for it shall not come near you. Hallelujah. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. It says in righteousness, you shall be established, for you shall be far from oppression, and you shall not fear. That's the word of God. You need to be taught the word of God. You need to be taught the love of Jesus. Love is unlikely medicine for fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18, I read earlier on. Only the perfect love of Christ can eliminate fear, my friend. The love of God tells us that even when everything seems bad, even if the situation is dire, if the situation is terrible, serious, rotten, it's going to be all right, because the love of God drives out fear. So all of our shortcomings in any situation that we have, know that God's love can get rid of your anxiety and fear. So let us ask this question today. What are we anxious about? Even though the Bible says we should be anxious for nothing, some of us are still anxious. Some of us are depressed. Some of us don't have hope for the future. So what are we anxious about? What are we afraid of? What's keeping you up at night? These are the things we can trust into the loving hands of God and begin to lean into His perfect love. My friend, do so. Love drives out fear. So the more you sense love from God, fear will have no place in your life. Those of us who operate in fear are not yet made perfect in God's love. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Once we become secure that God Almighty loves us no matter what, then fear of man will have no place in our lives. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be saved. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. You need to be exposed to the promises of God, my friend. Read them continually to yourself. Fill your minds with the promises of God. The promises of God are in Christ, and in Him it's amen. So it's going to be fulfilled no matter what. Speak God's promises to yourself to protect your mind. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I am free from fear and oppression. I am seeking God and His righteousness and kingdom first. And because I'm seeking God first, the pressure is off. The fear of failing is gone. Because He said, everything I need, I'm not going to worry about, because He has promised that He will add all things unto me. And my God will supply all my needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus, not according to your riches. Not according to the bank of any country, but according to His riches in Christ Jesus. If God be for us, who can be against us? If you don't trust these promises, then you will live in fear. That means you are not free. If these promises haven't become real to you, then that is a bondage. And Jesus came to set you free from captivity. He came to set you free from bondage. He came to set the captive free. So I don't want to be a captive. If freedom has been promised, then I will be stupid to decide to continue to live my life in captivity. If freedom is available, then we must walk in it. We want to be free. And if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. There are Christians who are just as fearful as people who don't know God and who don't have the promises of God. You are fearful. You are worried. You are anxious about everything. You have no peace. Jesus is telling you and me that if we believe in His word and continue in it, then that word will set us free of these areas. If you aren't free in these areas, you haven't believed in the word of God. You haven't believed the truth. You haven't continued in God's word. I pray that you will believe in His word and continue in it, so you will be free indeed. You need to know what it means to be free. How free is not your friend. God lives in you. Remember this. If you have forgotten anything I have said, remember that perfect love cast out all fear, and God has not given us spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Father in heaven, I thank you for your promise of freedom from fear. We may face uncertain and frightening things in this life, but we know you are bigger than our problems. You are bigger than what we think of. As we walk with you today, help us to remember that no matter what we encounter, you are good, you are enough, and that brings us freedom from fear. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so, so you can live free from fear. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me. And say every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place. and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.